Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, Loz. Morning, TK. How are we, guys?
Yeah, we're going really well, mate. Now, what's happened with Damien Oliver?
Yeah, Damien Oliver. Well, everything seems to be okay for Derby Day, but a bit of a scare there yesterday at Bendigo Cup Day. He's mounting the yard last. There, Lucky Fish took fright heading out of the mounting yard, and he basically whacked his left foot on a gate as he left that yard. So. He was treated on track by paramedics shortly after the incident, complained of swelling and bruising and limped back to the jockey's room with his foot bandaged. But look, he's expected to be okay to take his place Derby Day and, of course, Melbourne Cup, so shouldn't be too bad, but not the ideal lead-up for Damo there anyway.
No, he didn't need scans at all, did he?
I don't think so,
No.
no. And yeah, I heard he could have even been riding a horse at track work this morning,
Ah,
so
righty, yep.
haven't got any update
No.
there, but I wouldn't be, I'd be
No.
surprised if he's going to miss the big 4 days.
He's not everyone's cup of tea. I reckon he's a champion, Damien.
Oh, I love
Just a
him.
great rider.
I love him as
Great
a rider.
rider. Several cup horses had course proper gallops yesterday.
Yeah, there's some footage coming through from Werribee. Best Solution, of course, the Caulfield Cup winner. He worked on his own, looked really strong work there on the course proper. Cross Counter was given a really searching hit out against Folkswood there. Really come away from him later. I'm guessing they're potentially making up a little bit for lost time there with Cross Counter after that little setback, which kept him in his box for a few days with that cut leg. So, look, he's got a really good record. I know Godolphin have always talked up his chances, so he looks to be back on track after that hit out. And Marmelo and Magic Circle worked together there on the course proper too. I think if anything, you could, having a look at the footage there, it looked like Marmelo was doing. They went to the line together, but Magic Circle probably under a little bit more pressure than Marmelo, which is not what I want to see because I've been talking up Magic Circle for the last couple of weeks. But both Hughie Bowman and Corey Brown happy with the performances of both of those horses. Hugh Bowman really talking up the prospects of Marmelo, who of course comes into the cup this year fresh instead of having a run here. And Magic Circle, Corey Brown happy with, feeling the horses a lot more sharper than he was a week or so ago. But he's just expressing that little bit of concern around the 56 kilos, which of course is a little knock on the horse. We know that that's sweet spot for the Melbourne Cup, normally down towards that 52 to 54 kilo mark.
Yeah, but if they're good enough, they win.
That's true. Yeah, exactly right. I was having a look though at the stats for the last 20 years. You don't want to be near that 57 kilo mark. I think there's been, I've had a look at around, don't quote me, but about 32 horses in the last 20 years that have carried 57 kilos or more in a Melbourne Cup. The only horse to salute was the great Mackay Beaver
Diamond.
in her third Melbourne Cup.
Oh,
So
there you go.
it's hard to do. 56 kilos is, obviously that little bit easier, but there's only been a couple that have done that as well. I think Protectionist and
And
one of
that's
them.
why Greg Carpenter never gave the, the penalty, even a half kilo,
The best
to
solution.
Best Solution because history tells you how difficult it is, which is quite remarkable. The Bendigo Cup yesterday, a boil over. Let's hope we don't. Well, I won't be on any 50-1 pops over the carnival, so let's hope there's no boil overs over the carnival.
Well, you've got to look for that 50-1 pop, TK, because I can guarantee you there will be boil overs every time it happens. Derby Day, any day of the carnival, we tend to have these $40, $50 winners, at least a couple of them. I can't remember the last time we didn't.
I
And
reckon more Oaks Day and Stakes Day,
yeah,
honestly.
probably right. Probably right.
Yeah.
As Derby Day is that, that grand final, isn't
The
it, that is
elite,
the
yeah.
best races. So I guess a lot of the time there we get the best horses winning, but the amount of times we get those rushes.
Yeah.
So you've got to look outside, for those horses that may be coming through the back door and have targeted and gone under the radar. But yeah, Red Alto caused that ball over yesterday, $71 winner in the Bendigo Cup. Obviously, to deny some of the Melbourne Cup hopefuls there that are probably up against it now to make the great race. Runaway, what they do there, I think they're leaning now towards probably missing the Lexus with this horse, with everything that happened yesterday with, of course, Duretto coming out, those scans revealing a stress fracture in his left foreleg means Duretto, the fourth place getter in the Caulfield Cup's out of the Melbourne Cup, and no real, Melbourne Cup horse or hopeful winning the Bendigo Cup. It means that Runaway's 22nd in the order and basically can't be leapfrogged now because even if Thinking Big wins the Derby and gets in and the Lexus Stakes winner at leapfrogs him, well, he's still 24th in the order of entry. So I think they're looking at probably leaning towards missing the Lexus and saving for Melbourne Cup Day now that he's definitely in the field.
Yeah, who did you say was the lucky? Well, who was the lucky winner out of Jaredo being ruled out?
Well, at the moment, we've got Zakata being 24th in the order of entry, so Charles Road 23, so probably the Kiwis. Having said that, you know, that both of those can still, you know, come out if...
So
if
a couple of Australasian horses go in and...
But, you know, they can be leapfrogged still if they can big wings, and one of the Lexus Stakes winners is from below them, then they might find themselves first and second emergency. Still a little bit to play out, but I guess you could say Runaway was the big winner because he's now pretty much guaranteed to run in the race.
And just a quick one, Brad, too, because we heard Reading was a play on this half hour, winning as a maiden the Derby. Danny from Yarunga, good morning, boys. TK, there are no maidens in the Derby this year, as far as I know, so that can't be done again. So I think we've had at least three maidens win the Derby. So we look forward to it, Brad, and we look forward to your mail tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. Hopefully we have a bid for Rosehill Gardens and also Flemington.
Absolutely. We can back a winner anywhere. Well, we're hopeful of trying to back a winner anywhere. Brad
we'll
Davidson.
Try
we'll always try, mate. Give up, never won a race. Take that with you. $8.